Masechet Baba Metzia, Perek Het Mishnah Aleph. We learned in the last Perek that if somebody borrows an item, then he would be responsible for any damage that happens to that item, even if it was an accident, even if he couldn't do anything to prevent it. He's responsible, he borrowed it, and therefore he took responsibility for the item. This Mishnah is going to tell us there is an exception to the rule that a borrower is not automatically responsible for anything that happens to the item that he borrows. There is an instance, a situation, where he's not responsible. Mishnah says, Hashoel et hapara v'sha'al ve'aleha ima. Somebody borrows a cow, and he also borrows the owner with it. In other words, at the time that he borrows the cow, he asks the owner for a favor to do work for him without having paying him, and the owner says yes. The owner agrees, even if the work that the owner here of that cow is going to do has nothing to do with the cow. We'll see what happens. It could be any type of work, not necessarily work related to that cow. Or sachad be'aleha ima, or if when he borrows the cow, he hires the owner with the cow. Sha'alat ha-be'alim o secharan, or if he borrows or hires the owner first, ula'ahar kach sha'al tapara, and then afterwards, while the owner was working for him, he borrows the cow, vameta, and then in any one of these possible cases, the cow dies, even if the owner is not working for him at the time of the death of the cow, patur, he would be exempt from paying for it. The borrower here would not be responsible for paying for the cow that dies, because the owner was working for him at the time that he borrowed the cow. This is the fundamental point over here. If the owner of the cow was working for this borrower at the same time that he borrowed the cow, he would not be responsible. Why? Shenei emar, like the pasuk says, im be'alav imo lo yeshalim. If the owner is working with him, then the borrower does not pay. This teaches us, this pasuk, that if the animal's owner was working for the borrower when he borrowed the cow, he would not be responsible, the borrower, to pay for any damage or loss. That's what we see over here. That if there's any collision between the borrowing of the cow and its owner coming to work with the cow in some capacity for the borrower, whether the owner was there first and then the cow was borrowed, or they both came at the same time, then the borrower would not be responsible for something that happens to the cow. That's what we learn out from this pasuk. Aval sha'alta para me'ahar kach sha'alta be'alim o secharan. But if he first borrows the cow and then afterwards he hires or borrows the owner of that cow, vameta, and then the cow dies, hayav, the borrower would be obligated to pay for the cow, because at the time of the borrowing, the owner of the cow wasn't working for the borrower at that point in time, that crucial instant, that moment that matters, which is when the borrowing of the cow was happening, the owner wasn't working. He came on board maybe afterwards. He became hired later on. Then in that case, the borrower would become responsible for the cow that dies, like the pasuk says, Shene Emar, Be'alav en imo shalem yeshalem. If the owner is not working with the cow at that time that it's borrowed, then the borrower surely pays. He has to pay as long as he doesn't have the owner of the cow working at the same time, at that crucial moment when the borrowing started, then the borrower would still be responsible to pay compensation for this cow that dies.